What you are about to hear is a chapter from the book Winning with Private Equity by Paul Anthony Thomas, provided via the Custom Private Equity Podcast. If you would like more information about the entire book, please go to customprivateequity.com/book.
A little history. Man is the sum of his past. William Faulkner. This statement is the underlying truth for every person, successful or not. It is particularly true for people who make their living through investments. Your past history as an investor dictates what you do on a daily basis, the decisions you make, the successes and failures you have. Once you learn to control your fears and recognize your strengths, you are well on your way to being an excellent and successful private equity investor. This book is designed to pass on lessons that have been learned during 100 years of private equity investing, fundraising, program sponsorship, and money management. Because of my upbringing, education, and personality, my goal in life is to locate and participate in the greatest legal investments in the world. Many of the stories in this text were passed on to me by the experiences of my father, E.P. Thomas, Ph.D., a very active private equity investor. These experiences were told and retold to me many times during the 20 years my father mentored me in the investment business. You will find some of these stories very funny, and others of them heart-wrenching. My father, Emil Paul E.P. Thomas, Ph.D., was born October 25, 1913, near Boise, Idaho. His mother was an Oklahoma-born woman in her late teens, and my grandfather, a handsome first-generation Basque merchant from the north of Spain. They had two children, my father and his younger sister, Winifred Catherine. Starting in about 1923, at the age of 10, my father mowed vacant lots with a push mower to earn money. He reached what I call his age of awakening very early in life. The age of awakening is when a person decides that there are better ways to live life than toiling away digging ditches and hoeing cotton. The hard labor involved with his mowing tasks caused him to begin seeking other ways to support his mother and sister during the harsh times of the early 1920s. He discovered investing and higher education. Dad saved money and purchased his first common stock in 1926, about the time that Charles Dow and his partner Edward Jones began daily publication of the Dow Jones 30 Stock Index and the Dow Jones Utility Index. Some of his initial stock investments included General Electric, a company with a strong growth history and huge potential based on the expansion of the country. My father also found the Victor Talking Machine Company an interesting and novel investment opportunity. This company made devices that recorded sound and replayed those recordings. My father saw great potential in this technology. America in the early 1920s had it rough. It was the era of prohibition. A fierce flu epidemic had devastated the U.S. World War I had been a terrible experience, and bond defaults were high. By 1926, things were looking up. Investor confidence was strong. The Roaring Twenties were in full swing, complete with the flappers, bathtub gin, and a new invention called television. The general public was buying stocks on credit, margin, by the truckload. My father told me it was during these days that he decided, if your shoe shine boy gives you a stock tip, it is time to sell. He also came to realize three basic rules of investing which are just as viable today as in 1926. 1. The money is made when you purchase an investment. 2. The profits are not harvested until you sell that investment. And 3. Knowing when to sell is the key. Through his experience, his stories, and his advice, my father taught me a great deal about investing. Now, I have experiences of my own and lessons learned during 30 years of investing, a few of which I recount here. My father told me many times of the great wealth that was created during the Depression when debt riddled the country and investors with cash had free run of the investing world. Hopefully, you will gain insight and wisdom from our hard knocks and experiences that will help you as you move forward on the road of successful investing. It is my dream that I can assist you in finding and funding the highest quality investment opportunities, and more importantly, in recognizing and rejecting poor investments that pass your way. Perhaps you have a story to tell about a good or bad investment. I'd love to hear from you with the details. If you would like to talk with me about topics in this book, activities my company are currently pursuing, or opportunities we have uncovered during our research, please feel free to contact me. Paul A. Thomas, Custom Private Equity Incorporated, P.O. Box 2677, Abilene, Texas, 79604. 558 Ambler Avenue, Abilene, Texas, 79601.
You've been listening to the book Winning with Private Equity by Paul Anthony Thomas. It was provided for free by the author via the Custom Private Equity Podcast. If you would like more information and an up-to-date analysis of the economy and private equity, make sure that you are subscribed to the Custom Private Equity Podcast. You can get instructions on how to do that at customprivateequity.com/podcast.